Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Jurek. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Marshall Edwards. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is called out on strikes. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jurek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClure fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McClure. Jurek moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jurek moves to third. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jurek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nichols moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 4, Brewers, 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Simmons moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jurek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jurek hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Romero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Yount reaches second base with a double. Molitor moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper is walked intentionally. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Simmons strikes out. 2 outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Rice moves to second. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stapleton hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-5, Brewers. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jurek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jurek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howell moves to second. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howell moves to third. Romero moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. Howell scores. Romero moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-5, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Romero scores. Molitor moves to third. It's 9-5, Brewers. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Bergmeier covering, for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Bergmeier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jurek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romero moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Romero moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 14-5, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jurek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Bergmeier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez strikes out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jurek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Red Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Allinson hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 14, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.